There are four or five people I know of in Colorado that are in sanctuary to be prevented from being deported. One of them is in Carbondale. Our congregation has a woman that's been in sanctuary for 9 months. And these people have put together a resolution. Are you familiar with it? Do you know about the resolution? They're seeking relief from Colorado Congress. Do you know anything about that?
Well, so there's a couple dimensions that she asked about, and I want to broaden it a little bit because it's not just about the six people that are in churches. These are folks with pending deportation orders that because of the tradition of ICE and law enforcement not violating the sanctity of places of worship, they are relatively safe from deportation as long as they remain within them. I visited Jeanette Vizcarra when she was in sanctuary in Denver. Her case has been, it's been addressed. She has temporary status, and she's no longer forced to live there. She lived there for maybe, I don't know, 6 months or a year, and she has two young American kids. The issue is more than just those six. The issue is how this president has used the federal law enforcement resources to divide families, to literally tear young children from their parents, to drive many others either formally into living in churches or to further underground. And this needs to be addressed federally. It's certainly something that I hope that Congress can do. There is an opportunity this September with the expiration of the government funding. The president really wants to have the funding to build a wall. And I think what, in general, Democrats and even many Republicans have made clear is the only way you're going to get that funding is if you also agree to immigration reforms that unite families, that remove the fear that hangs over the head of so many Eagle and Pitkin County residents with American kids, kids who don't know if mom or dad will even be home or will be seized when they come home from school. And so we do have some bipartisan agreement around some measures that would give the president some of what he wants, because, again, in the system we have, that's not what we necessarily want, but you need the president's signature on a bill. So will he agree to relief for many of our families in exchange for funding the border wall? And those are some of the bipartisan. I'm not terribly optimistic, but I would say that that is a goal of ours. And obviously, myself, many other Democrats and Republicans will not agree to any funding for the border wall without that family relief in place.